If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, ruled in December that manufacturers of tea made from the Camellia sinensis plant may display a healthy nutrient claim so long as the beverage contains fewer than 5 calories per 12-ounce serving. The updated final rule automatically applies to unsweetened and lightly sweetened coffee and bottled water, but not herbal infusions. Some foods previously labeled healthy may no longer make that claim. Excluded categories include white bread, highly sweetened yogurt, and highly sweetened cereal. Several food groups automatically qualify if they meet specific limits on added sugars, saturated fat, and sodium. The rule applies to true teas, black, green, oolong, white, dark, yellow, and pu'er. Non-alcoholic ready-to-drink tea, carbonated and sparkling tea, and tea seltzers that meet the low or no sweetener test also qualify. Peter Goji, president of the Tea Association of the USA, writes, quote, "We are thrilled that the FDA's new ruling officially recognizes unsweetened tea as a healthy choice. For decades, we've known that tea delivers significant health benefits, and now consumers can more easily identify it as a healthy choice right on the label. This designation validates tea's role in a balanced diet and encourages more Americans to reach for this naturally refreshing, calorie-free beverage," end quote. FDA first authorized the voluntary use of the healthy claim in 1994 as part of a Nutrition Labeling and Education Act of 1990. As scientific understanding of nutrition evolved, dietary guidelines shifted due to concerns about sweeteners, saturated fats, and additives, leading the FDA to review what constituted healthy. During public hearings in 2016, tea stakeholders sought permission to market tea as healthy. A draft guidance defining the characteristics of healthy foods followed. In 2022, the FDA proposed a new rule to redefine the claim of healthy nutrient and content, aligning it with the dietary guidelines for Americans. The guidelines are tea-friendly, but water is recommended with meals. Tea has a 5,000-year history of benefiting mankind. Researchers relying on extensive human trials cite reduced risk associated with inflammation, heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, and high blood sugar. Tea contains bioactive flavanthriols, flavonoids, amino acids, polyphenols like catechins and theophylloxanes, antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals. The rule goes into effect on February 25, 2025, and businesses have 3 years to comply. FDA announced it will provide additional guidance documents, FAQs, and online webinars to meet compliance obligations. Business Insight. After 8 years of review, tea promoters were pleased to see that the FDA rule permitting the term healthy includes several derivatives, such as healthful, healthier, healthiest, healthily, healthiness, and healthfulness. The next step is to amend the dietary guidelines for Americans to include 2 cups of tea daily. In 2024, climate change significantly impacted global tea production, with several key tea-growing regions experiencing an additional 41 days of dangerous heat. The final averages are still being calculated, but 2024 reported the hottest summer, the hottest autumn, and regional record highs, making it, quote, virtually certain, end quote, to be the hottest year ever recorded. The alarming trend is attributed to human-induced activities compounded by natural phenomena such as El Niño. China experienced its hottest year in 2024 as weeks of record-breaking heat waves depressed yield, and lowered quality. India also recorded the hottest year since record-keeping began in 1901, resulting in a 20% decline in greenleaf production during peak summer months. Bangladesh and Australia also experienced extended highs exceeding 40 degrees Celsius. Heat waves and floods led to summer shortfalls, driving up tea prices in Assam and West Bengal. India's average temperature of 25.75 degrees Celsius surpassed 2016, with peak highs in July, August, September, and October. Overall production from January through October decreased by 66 million kilos compared to the same period in 2023. The Indian Tea Association projects a total decline of 110 to 120 million kilos for the year. 2 weeks ago, it snowed in Munnar, India, a prime tea-producing region in the Nilgiri Mountains. Temperatures plummeted below zero Christmas week, but daytime highs of 22 degrees C were recorded, attracting many tea tourists to the popular tea-growing region. October in China was the hottest in 123 years, and July and August were the hottest months in history. Shanghai reported its highest average temperature since 1873, and the national average reached 10.9 degrees C, that's 51.66 Fahrenheit. Four of the 10 hottest years occurred during this century in China. Yunnan experienced extreme weather events and unusual variability in temperature and rainfall. In contrast, Kenya reported good production totals that increased by 7% through October. Tea exports surged by 20% during the first 10 months of the year, despite increased temperatures and extreme weather events. The Tea Board of Kenya reported export volume stood at 50 million kilos, an increase from 414.5 million kilos during the same period in 2023. The sales volume reached 155 billion Kenyan shillings, about 1.19 billion U.S. dollars, compared to the 1.09 billion U.S. dollars in 2023. Full-year estimates were expected to exceed the 1.39 billion earned in 2023. Secondary producing tea regions such as Australia also reported weather anomalies. According to the Bureau of Meteorology, last year was the second hottest in Australia since record keeping began. The national mean temperature was 1.46 degrees C above the 1961 through 1990 average, with the highest minimum temperature in 115 years. Pakistan's summer temperatures reached 52 C, that's 125.6 degrees Fahrenheit, and the country experienced a devastating monsoon. Climate Copernicus, the European Union's climate change service, reports that it is, quote, virtually certain, end quote, that global temperatures will exceed 1.5 degrees C above pre-industrial norms. Meteorologists recorded unusually intense rainfall in much of Europe and Northern America, with wetter-than-average conditions in North Africa, northeastern Russia, eastern China, northwestern Australia, southernmost Africa, and Brazil. Researchers in Barcelona, Spain, found that high concentrations of micro and nanoplastics in tea made from tea bags packed in standard packaging materials are absorbed into the body. A write-up in the peer-reviewed journal Chemisphere revealed that tea bags were the source of billions of particles. Human ingestion after steeping reached concentrations with unknown health impacts. Several standard forms of packaging, including nylon 6, cellulose, and propylene, were evaluated. Quote, polypropylene releases approximately 1.2 billion particles per milliliter with an average size of 136.7 nanometers. Cellulose releases about 135 million particles per milliliter with an average size of 244 nanometers. While nylon 6 releases 8.18 million particles per milliliter, with an average size of 138.4 nanometers, according to the study conducted by the Autonomous University of Barcelona, UAB. The study replicated the findings of earlier researchers who found that food packaging is a significant source of micro and nanoplastic, that's MNPL, contamination, and inhalation and ingestion are the main routes of human exposure. When mucus-producing intestinal cells were exposed to the particles from packaged tea, they were found to enter the cell nucleus. The study by the mutagenesis group of the UAB Department of Genetics and Microbiology shows for the first time that these particles can be absorbed by human intestinal cells, thus reaching the bloodstream and spreading throughout the body. Results of a 2023 study of commercially available tea bags published in the Journal of Hazardous Materials estimated that tea bags made from polylactic acid, PLA, released about 1 million nanoparticles per tea bag. Quote, results show that PLA NPLs are present in high uptake rates, especially in mucoselector cells, and biopersisted in the tissue after 72 hours of exposure, end quote. No cytotoxicity was observed 48 hours after exposure. Exposure to nanoplastics is widespread. They are present in the environment due to the degradation of plastic waste. Nanoplastics are also found in cosmetics, scrubs, exfoliating, and cleaning products. Another source is migration from food packaging, such as polyethylene rice cooking bags, ice cube bags, and tea bags. The 2023 study found popular plant-based plastics, PLAs, release nanoparticles that do not readily degrade. The UAB researchers noted there are no standardized test methods to assess MNPL contamination from common food packaging materials. The study concluded, quote, it is critical to develop standardized test methods to assess MNPL contamination released from plastic food contact materials, and formulate regulatory policies to mitigate and minimize this contamination effectively, end quote.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.